Is the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now, when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only an hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So, Jesus says, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. Unfair wages. Disgruntled workers grumbling at their bosses. Our current moment undeniably provides some resonance to the text we hear today. And that resonance, like a pronounced echo in a big room, can make the message Jesus speaks harder to hear. The only thing that seems to be missing in the connection between this parable about the landowner and the workers in his vineyard and the headlines that we have today is a call to strike. As a member of a proudly union household, I'll admit that this is a complicated parable for me to untangle. While I am thankful that the Actors' Equity Association, the trade labor union representing my wife, Emily, and thousands of other professional theatrical actors and stage managers in the U.S., they're not on strike. I'm thankful for that. There are, without a doubt, a lot of strong feelings of solidarity in our house with union members currently on strike. The United Auto Workers, and our many, many friends in the Writers Guild of America and the Screen Actors Guild and the Associated Federation of Television and Radio Actors. It is hard to reckon with this pointed story and these powerful words that Jesus shares with his disciples in our gospel text this morning. Even if my wife weren't a proud union member, even if there weren't currently workers on strike, this would still be a difficult message to hear. We live in a capitalist system, a system that is built on the gaining of capital, the making of money, a system which requires workers to work. And at its best, this system operates on a sort of meritocracy, right? You earn your money, your title, your status, according to the quality and quantity of the work that you do. So what are we supposed to do with this story about a group of laborers who, having worked only a small part of the day, get paid the same amount of money as those who have worked since dawn, those who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. We know these words. This is not the first time Jesus says words like these in the Gospel of Matthew. This is not the first time Jesus speaks words like these in the entirety of the Gospel texts. This same message finds expression throughout the Gospel of Luke, and it is the heart of Mary's song to Jesus in her womb. This message is uttered throughout the entirety of Holy Scripture, from the Psalms to Isaiah, to the story of God's protection, accompaniment, and salvation of a small bundle of enslaved Israelites from one of the greatest empires in human history. So the last will be first, and the first will be last. It is hard to reckon with this message. We like how it sounds. We like even the idea behind it. But the practical implication, that's hard to reckon with. And there's a reason that they call it the Great Reversal. Because, well, that's what it is. A complete reversal from how we do things around here. It makes a certain amount of sense that we should, upon hearing this story, side with those grumbling workers. Because it's not fair. It's not fair. They shouldn't benefit the same amount as we do when they only did a portion of the work. We were there all day. It's not fair. It's natural, given our context, our economic system, our set of cultural and philosophical beliefs about work and its relationship to worthiness. It's natural for us to identify with these workers who slaved all day in the sun. And yet, so the last will be first, and the first will be last. This month at Christ the King, we have been engaging with the question of who. We have been exploring various versions of this question and how it pertains to our identity as followers of Christ, as members of Christ the King Lutheran Church in Bloomington. Today, we wonder about this who question, and we ask ourselves, who are we called to be a neighbor to? Jesus describes the kingdom of God as being like this landowner. This landowner who practices radical generosity towards his workers by paying them all a day's wage, regardless of how long they worked. And it is not fair. The kingdom of God is not fair. And that's a beautiful thing. I'll say it again. The kingdom of God is not fair. And that is a beautiful thing. As my friend, the songwriter Brett Hesla, sings in his song called A Dazzling Bouquet, he sings, "Mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true 'cause I got in the door. We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower. Jump in the vase 'cause we've got room for more. We are called to love and care for our neighbors, not based on merit, not based on worth, not based on whether we deem their need appropriate or not. We are called to love and care for our neighbor because they are our neighbor. God's kingdom is like that landowner, generous to a fault, practicing mercy and kindness in tangible ways that are countercultural, that are in direct opposition to the way we have set things up. God's kingdom does not operate according to our rules. And we are called to be co-creators of that kingdom here on earth. Called to be living expressions of God's abundance for all the world to see. We are called to love our neighbors. And who are our neighbors? The people who sit in these pews. The peoples who walk and work in these streets, the people who live all over the world, not because they've earned it, not because we've earned it, but because God's kingdom, God's love and mercy and grace are not fair. And that's a beautiful thing. Mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true because I got in the door. We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower. Jump in the vase because we've got room for more. Amen.
As we continue to think about God's overwhelming grace, no matter what hour we show up, it's there to meet us. Our ushers will be coming forth. You, congregation, are going to be part of our accompaniment to our hymn of the day. Our ushers will be coming down the center aisle and distributing some hand chimes. If you on the end are unwilling to work and with that hand chime, pass it to your neighbor, because we do need that to sound. And our choir will be helping us as well. So ushers, start distributing our music. If you can shake someone's hand, you can play a hand chime. And as the choir takes their places in the aisles, Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares could destroy. Be there at our waking and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts at the break of the day. I invite you to join the pulse that I set after four rings, and then we'll keep it going and we'll come in. Join me.
Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares could destroy, be there at our waking and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, at the break of the day. Lord of all eagerness, Lord of all faith, whose strong hands were skilled at the plane and the lathe, be there at our labors and give us, we pray, your strength in our hearts, Lord, at the noon of the day. Lord of all kindliness, Lord of all grace, whose hands swift to welcome, your arms to embrace, be there at our warming and give us, we pray, your love in our hearts, Lord, at the eve of the Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm, whose voice is contentment, whose presence is balm.